Welcome to Hope's Garden Prayer Podcast, where we pray together in the garden of our hearts with Christ the Bridegroom, Mary, Mystical Rose of God, and the entire communion of saints. May these prayers inspire, encourage, and nourish your garden heart.
So this is Morning Prayer with the Bridegroom from the Hope's Garden Book Prayer of the Hours with Christ the Bridegroom. These are the prayers that we pray together live on Google Meet throughout the day, morning, noon, evening, and night prayer. And I often wake up too late to do morning prayer with the ladies. I'm going to do it live with you today. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. From Deuteronomy chapter 6. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words which I command you this day shall be upon your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise. Psalm 108. My heart is ready, O God. I will sing your praise. Awake, my soul, awake, lyre and harp. I will awake the dawn. I will thank you, Lord, among the peoples, among the nations, I will praise you. For your love reaches to the heavens, and your truth to the skies. O God, rise above the heavens. May your glory shine on earth. Thank you, Jesus, for staying with us and bringing us safely through the night and into this new day in which to love you and to love others with you. We believe your mercies are new every morning. And so, as we begin our day, we open our hearts again to you. Fill us with every grace necessary to sustain our hope and our peace. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever. Amen. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The judge shall arrive suddenly. Behold, the bridegroom is coming, and the deeds of all shall be brought to light. With longing we cry out at the break of day, Holy, holy, holy are you, O God. Through the prayers of the Mother of God, have mercy on us. This morning I'm going to do option B, garden heart. Come, let us adore the King, our God. Come, let us adore Christ, the King and our God. Come, let us adore and bow down to the only Lord, Jesus Christ, the King and our God. A reading from the Song of Songs, chapter 5. The Bride. My beloved is fresh and ruddy, to be known among 10,000. His head is golden, pure as gold. His locks are palm fronds and black as the raven. His eyes are doves at a pool of water, bathed in milk, at rest on a pool. His cheeks are beds of spices, banks sweetly scented. His lips are lilies, distilling pure myrrh. His hands are golden, rounded, set with jewels of Tarshish. His belly, a block of ivory, covered with sapphires. His legs are alabaster columns set in sockets of pure gold. His appearance is that of Lebanon, unrivaled as the cedars. His conversation is sweetness itself. He is altogether lovable. Such is my beloved, such is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. The chorus. Where did your beloved go, loveliest of women? Which way did your beloved turn, so that we can look for him? The bride. My beloved went down to the garden, to the beds of spices, to pasture his flock in the gardens and gather lilies. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He pastures his flock among the lilies. Come, our beloved, into the garden of our hearts and gather your lilies. May you find delight and rest amongst the blossoming flowers here in your garden, the garden to which you alone possess the key. Tend our garden hearts with us, Lord. Uproot the weeds and catch the little foxes, so we may always bear good fruit for you. May the perfumes of our love rise as a sweet fragrance of praise and thanksgiving to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The Song of Songs 5:1, The Bridegroom. I come into my garden, my sister, my promised bride. I gather my myrrh and balsam. I eat my honey and my honeycomb. I drink my wine and my milk. Eat, friends, and drink. Drink deep, my dearest friends. A reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 55. Let everyone who thirst come to the waters, and he who has no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Hearken diligently to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in fatness. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, that your soul may live. And I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and return not thither, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and prosper in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle. And it shall be to the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign, which shall not be cut off. Concluding Prayers. The Song of Songs. Set me like a seal on your heart, like a seal on your arm. For love is strong as death, jealousy relentless as Sheol. The flash of it is a flash of fire, a flame of Yahweh himself. Love no flood can quench, no torrents drown. My beloved bridegroom, thank you for the gift of your love and for inviting me to oneness with you in a spousal relationship. Today, I make a free, total, and faithful gift of myself to you as your bride. May God grant that by the help of his grace, our love will continually bloom in fruitfulness. May I grow in love of you, love of myself, love of others, and in my understanding of spousal love. I promise to honor and protect God's precious gift of my dignity as his beloved daughter and your pure bride. I promise to be faithful to you and to open to myself to graciously and gratefully receive your love. Amen. O Mary, Mother of the Bridegroom, teach me to love your Son with purity and trust, selflessness and devotion. Open the eyes of my heart that I might recognize the Bridegroom and all his blessings, his kisses from heaven. O Mary, Spouse of the Holy Spirit, be my model of chaste spousal love, obedience, and fearless trust in the will of God. May I learn from you, the handmaid of the Lord, to truly say to my beloved Bridegroom, yes, let it be done unto me according to your word. O Mary, mystical rose of God, may I make a living gift of myself to Christ the Bridegroom and receive his gift of self through you from whom he came in all truth and fullness. Amen. An act of spiritual communion. O Jesus, my Lord of love, I cannot now receive you in the most holy Eucharist, but I desire that your true presence fill me, mind, heart, body, and soul, here, now, in this moment. I open myself to you and ask that you come and give to me the gift of yourself, body and blood, soul and divinity, and receive from me the gift of myself, all I was, all I am, and all I will be. Together, let us be one. Amen. All through the day and the night, we cry out with longing to you, our Lord and our God, our Savior and our Redeemer, our Healer and our Teacher, the Bridegroom of our souls. How beautiful you are, my love, wholly beautiful and without a blemish. You are the perfect gentleman, our perfect Adam, in whom we can trust with total surrender and confidence. For you are trustworthy and faithful, steadfast and unfailing, now and ever and forever. Amen. And we pray for the Bridegroom's living roses. O Christ, our Bridegroom, and Mary, mystical rose of God, please give each and every one of your living roses the comfort of your presence. Let them know they are not alone. Gather them in your mantle, Mother Mary, and make of them a fragrant bouquet of beautiful living roses blooming for our beloved Bridegroom. Amen. And we ask for the intercession of Saint Juan Diego. Dear humble and gentle Juan Diego, Our Lady entrusted her precious roses of Tepeyac to your care. She lovingly placed them in your tilma and asked you to keep them safe. Please pray for all men that they would choose to use their gift of masculinity to humbly protect and nurture women. And please pray for all God's living roses who have been wounded by the thorns that were meant to protect them. May Mary, mystical rose, place them lovingly in your arms so that you might guard them tenderly and guide their path to Christ, the bridegroom. Amen. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl through the earth seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Angel of God, our guardian dears, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our sides, to light, to guard, to rule, to guide. Amen. And Saint Joseph, most chaste spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary, guardian of the Holy Family and terror of demons, we ask you to place your holy cloak around all the bridegroom's living roses and their loved ones. Guard them through this day. Amen. And all you saints and angels, pray for us. May your day be blessed and showered with heavenly kisses from our bridegroom.
Let Jesus love you into full bloom. Together let us be one.